Jeremy Layton is a dive fisherman based in Ketchikan. That means that as often as he can, he spends his days on the cold, murky seafloor looking for sea cucumbers and geoduck clams. He was among the first Alaskans to see the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. Most of Alaska's geoduck clam harvest is sold to consumers in China. And when China locked down as the coronavirus spread, demand for the husky bivalves collapsed and managers closed the market. Layton and other fishermen were already facing a tough market. They were already looking at a 25% tariff on seafood exported to China.
Well, so the last year, our prices dropped since the trade war started. Well, I guess it would be a trade war, but the tariffs were put on.
But it's not just geoduck fishermen. Francis Leach heads up United Fishermen of Alaska, a fishing industry group.
China seems to be one of the biggest markets for a lot of our seafood products in Alaska, and not just buying them for consumption, but also processing. We send a lot of seafood over to China to be processed.
Now, Layton and thousands of other U.S. fishermen could be eligible for a new program designed to help fishermen hurt by the tariff on seafood. It's an Agriculture Department initiative called the Seafood Trade Relief Program. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan says it's a new twist on an old trade war strategy.
There has been longstanding U.S. Department of Agriculture programs that provide relief to farmers when their products exported are hit with retaliatory tariffs. And what I've been arguing to the president and his entire team is that if the farmers get that kind of relief, then our fishermen should get that kind of relief as well.
Sullivan calls the program historic. He says it's the first time the USDA has set aside money for fishermen in response to retaliatory tariffs, though other federal agencies and programs often provide assistance to Alaska fishermen. A wide variety of fishermen are eligible. The USDA says it'll provide cash transfers based on licensed fishermen's total 2019 landings, 16 cents a pound for salmon, 4 cents a pound for herring, and a whopping 76 cents a pound for geoduck clams.
16 of the 19 species included in the program are harvested in Alaska,
including 4 kinds of crab, pollock, sablefish, and more. So $500 million for fishermen. Great news, right?
Right now, we probably have, I would say, more questions than we have answers at this point in time.
That's Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association co-executive director Phil Doherty. He says he's concerned that one key species often exported to China was left off the list, sea cucumbers. Leach, the UFA director, says that's because the fishery didn't see a big enough loss due to the tariffs based on USDA's calculations. She says halibut didn't meet the threshold either.
And the reason for that is because halibut is a domestic market. We don't market that as much internationally. So halibut was not impacted as much by the trade war.
But she encourages anyone who might be eligible to apply.
The fish haven't been coming back. A lot of species are not doing so well. So commercial fishermen have really seen a downturn in a lot of areas. And so it's, you know, my advice to commercial fishermen is, you know, get, if there's this opportunity to get some funding to go on and apply for it.
Layton, the geoduck and sea cucumber diver, says he's not sure whether he will. He says he's not had much luck with federal pandemic aid programs yet.
It's difficult for us to actually get them. I've applied for 3 of them, and I've gotten $1,000.
He says it's hard to keep track of all the paperwork, receipts, bills, and such. He says he'll take a look at the requirements and decide whether to apply. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Eric Stone in Ketchikan.